All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, we saw the regular season in the NBA wrap up last week, and the playoffs are in full effect right now. But this marks the fifth consecutive year in which the Los Angeles Lakers will miss the playoffs, and it's the first time in franchise history that this has happened. But for the first time in a long time, there is some optimism on the table for this very proud franchise. Now, the Lakers went 35-47 this past season, and in actuality, this is their best mark since the 2012-2013 NBA season. The Lakers do have some young talent on this team. You look at Brandon Ingram. Lonzo Ball, when he was not injured, did put in a solid rookie campaign for the Lakers, and Kyle Kuzma found himself in the discussion this season to be the NBA's Rookie of the Year. Now, Julius Randle is another one of those young players. However, he is a free agent this summer, and the Lakers have to decide whether or not that they want to bring him back. Now, the Lakers do have a ton of cap space, just a little bit more than $39 million committed to salary for next season. And it's all about them trying to sign LeBron James and or Paul George. Will it happen? I'm not sure. First and foremost, you know, you look at Lakers team president Magic Johnson as well as general manager Rob Pelinka. They have shown their commitment to head coach Luke Walton, and I think Luke Walton is the right guy to get things turned around for the Lakers. Will they re-sign Randle? That is one big question. I don't see them getting LeBron James. Paul George, maybe, but I think a lot of that is going to come down to what the Oklahoma City Thunder are able to do in the playoffs right now with George on their team, and I think that will determine whether or not he will even decide to leave OKC and pursue possibly joining the Lakers. Then you also have to look at the LaVar Ball factor, of course, the outspoken father of Lonzo Ball. And of course, he had his run-ins with Laker management this season. Could that be a detractor from big-time free agents joining the purple and gold this summer? We'll have to wait and see. As well as the competition from the Los Angeles Clippers. And 10 or 15 years ago, you know, people would have laughed you out of Hollywood for saying that, but that is what we're seeing right now because, of course, the Clippers have a new owner in Steve Ballmer. He's changed the culture there. He brought in Jerry West as a consultant, and, of course, who is more integral in the Lakers dynasty over the years than one Jerry West. So the Clippers are trying to build their own dynasty. They're looking to get a new arena in Inglewood, and they as well have cap space and draft picks. So if you are the Lakers, you definitely cannot just overlook, oh, it's the Clippers. The Clippers are going to go out there and they're going to try to pursue the same free agents that you are. It's Hollywood, so that has the intrigue of people as well. And you also have a billionaire who is running their team in Steve Ballmer. It's going to be very important for the Lakers in free agency this summer. Why? Because they don't have their first round pick due to trades. So they've got to go out there and they've got to try to hit. And like I said, they cannot put all of their eggs in one basket with LeBron James. I think he's a long shot. They have a shot at Paul George, but it comes down, like I said before, to what happens with OKC in the postseason. But if you are the Lakers and if you miss out on these guys, fine. Just continue to build and develop your young guys because you have something there. And if the Lakers can show that they can even push for that eighth spot in the West next season, those free agents are going to come. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.